This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. It's been windy. Oh, my goodness, it's been windy. And wind in the borderlands can sort of alter your schedule. You may look down your list of to-do things, these things you've got to get done, and they involve being outside, and maybe you might want to put those things off. I mean, I don't think I'll be moving sheets of corrugated tin today. Maybe I'll vacuum the 1991 Marvelette today and tomorrow, too. Man, it doesn't matter if all the windows are closed in our little mobile home. Grit and dust find their way into our home. And with your finger, you can write, "Wash me," on the kitchen counter. Ms. Mosquito doesn't find that as amusing as I do, and apparently once is enough. Hey, all across the borderlands, you notice the migration of birds. Some birds arrived to stay the summer. Unfortunately, the brown-headed cowbirds have arrived. I want pretty birds, not you parasitic bastards, I say, in a snit, filling a bird feeder with seed. Some like lazuli buntings or black-headed grosbeaks. I mean, they're sort of just passing through. The blue grosbeaks, oh, they'll stick around for the summer. Let me seed. I said lazuli bunting, right? On rare occasion, indigo buntings. Oh, yeah. And some acorn woodpeckers have returned. They'd been missing for a year or two, but now they're back. It looks like they're back to stay. Oh, my goodness, they are pretty. They are a beautiful woodpecker, black and white mask, the red cap on the male. The female, the red cap on her crown is set back just a little bit. It's quite jaunty. Oh, yeah, very beret, it looks like. And actually, you know, I've got 5 species of woodpeckers over a year that come to our little place near the banks of the Ojolote. But to look out the kitchen window and see a splash of blue, a flash of red, or give me a dash of yellow, and how about the passing through western tanagers, you know, red, red face, yellow belly, black wings. Oh, beautiful. My pattern, my routine of putting out seed for the birds is noted by some birds. A female cardinal follows me to the barn door, and then again follows me out to the 2 feeders. Her male counterpart sings cheerily from branches above, "It's feeding time!" And really, have you ever heard a more cheery song? Or is it just a call, I guess? This is a song, the call. Any of the male cardinal, 3, 4, 5, 6 notes that just sound so darned happy. I just want to shout up there into the sky, "It's windy, okay? It's windy. I don't want to be cheery." Okay. We've seen a couple faint of peplas, and we get them, but usually not until the Mexican elderberries or California buckthorns have fruit. You know, and I'm wondering, what are they doing here? So I followed their flight, and of course, they were here for the fruit of our Fremont barberry, Berberis fremontii. I planted 2 of them, oh my goodness, over 20 years ago, and they are huge, 8 feet tall, 10 feet wide, and they are full of small yellow fruit, juicy, seedy, yellow fruit, a smorgasbord for birds, yeah. Hey, those Fremont Berberis are found up in that grassland, or that's where I remember seeing them, that pinyon juniper grass and grassland near Springerville. I think you find them just north, somewhere north of the Salt River on grassy mesas. Magnificent plants. Oh, my goodness. We have barberries down here in the borderlands. We got Hematocarpa in the woodlands, Wilcoxii. We got Trifoliolata, a real low elevation one in the Rincons, Catalinas. Repens up in the conifers. And nothing size-wise like the Berberis fremontii. But one thing they all have in common are the spiny margins of the leathery leaves, pointy, sharp, ouchy, and cool. Barberries are found all over the globe. Oh, yeah, I mean, there are 500 species all around the world. The name barberries is Berberis, I should say, is a Latinized Arabic word for the barberry fruit. The specific epithet for this one, fremontii, is after John Charles Major General Fremont, sort of a full of himself Western explorer of the 1800s. Barberries are in their own family, Berberidaceae, and that family is represented in Arizona with 6 species. We got 4 species in the borderlands of southeastern Arizona. Is that cool? Oh, yeah, it's very, very cool. It's fun to see a Berberis in the wild, and they remind us. They remind us what diverse and interesting plants you can find across the Southwest. Oh, yeah. Hey, the desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito. And this has been Growing Native.